It's Friday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The more we know, writes St. Catherine of Siena, the more we love, and the more we love, the more we receive. Our merit, she concludes, increases in accordance with the measure of our love. We tend to judge men on the strength of their achievements, and to judge ourselves according to the degree of success which we have attained. Our standards could hardly be more false. How much soever each one is in thy eyes, the author of The Imitation of Christ cries out to God in the words of St. Francis, so much is he and no more. It is not success which counts with God, and still less human esteem. What matters with God is our intention of pleasing him and of working for his glory from the motive of pure love. If we are successful in our work, let us praise God. If we are unsuccessful, let us thank him just the same. Our merit is commensurate with our love for God. If we love him very much, we shall work hard and make sacrifices for his sake. We must work to satisfy God alone, however, and not for ourselves. If we work for any other purpose, all our labor is wasted. We sow abundantly and reap little or nothing. God alone matters. If we work only for him, we shall be blessed by him and shall reap the fruits of everlasting life. The more we know and love God, the more we receive from him. If we love him sincerely, he will shower down his graces on us. We have such grave need of these favors in order to be able to resist temptation, to avoid sin, and to advance in holiness. Let us think of God often, therefore, in order to deepen our awareness of his presence and to fan the flame of our love for him. Then we shall live in intimacy with him and shall receive from him all the graces which we need. Even when the will is perverse, even when a creature is enthralled and captivated by one great sinful adhesion, which makes one's days a flight from God toward lust or power, even then, some few good and commendable acts contradict one's general attitude. These isolated acts of virtue are like a clean handle on a dirty bucket. With them, God can lift a soul to his peace. Fulton Sheen.
Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, lacina in l'onda, prospero il vento. Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, lacina in l'onda, prospero il vento.
L'orazione nella messa per la festa di Santa Lucia. Preghiamo. Esaudicici, o Dio, nostra salvezza, affinché come ci rallegriamo per la festa della Beata Lucia Vergine e Martire Tua, così siamo ammaestrati dal sentimento di una vera pietà. Oremus. Exaudi nos, Deus salutaris noster, ut sicut de Beate Luciae Virginis et Martiris Tuae festivitate gaudemus, ita pie devotionis erudiamur affectu, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tengo vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.